Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know, it's just the truth that no matter what you want to do in life, that things are going to get in your way. It's just going to happen. And sometimes they're good things. Sometimes you get distracted by really good things and it pulls you off some of the things you should be doing, right? It just happens. But sometimes it's bad things. Sometimes it feels like a block. Sometimes you don't know where it came from. But we got to get rid of it. We have to make sure we can get over, under, around, through, whatever it's going to take, we're going to get there. So we'll talk about that today on this, the Daily Boost Podcast. Every single day, a positive boost that you can use to get what you want in life, that you can use to stand up, to take a step, to repeat, to keep going until you create what you want in your life. And why would you stop before you got there anyway? I just want you to keep moving. So you can count on one thing. If you can't count on anything else, for the past 15 years, you can count on one thing for sure, that you'll tune in. And, well, unless there's a technical difficulty, that's the only thing you can't count on, but it'll be there somewhere. You can tune in, and this show will be here pretty much for one mission, to make sure that you have decided what you want to do, what you believe you should bring into your life, and to support you and to be there with you every step of the way, every single day until you get it, no matter how long it takes. Come on, we can do it. So what are you going to do today? You do know what you're doing today, don't you? I hope so. How are you? My name is Scott Smith. I'm the founder and the chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. On the road, Edinburgh, Virginia. I was going to do a show about our travels for the next couple of months, and I'm going to do it still. I just want to let you know what's happening with that. In a nutshell, we had very poor internet connectivity, very difficult time getting things connected. A lot of folks are remote right now. The bandwidth is being chewed up all over the place. So we had to kind of really punt. While I'm in Edinburgh, I upgraded my mom and my sister's internet. I said, hey, take the fast stuff. Let me steal it while I'm here. And we upgraded that, so I've got some of that problem fixed. And the new mobile high bandwidth, super duper fast internet thing that we're connecting into the motor coach here will be in by the weekend. It's awesome. This is the coolest thing. I can't believe I can get that fast internet from an RV. But anyway, once that happens, we'll get some of the other stuff going as well. I want to let you know about that. So got the weekend coming. It's a long 4th of July holiday weekend. Hope you got some plans. Get outside a little bit. Be safe. Social separate, as they say, but get out there and enjoy yourself. You know, everything is starting to come back to life now. Have some fun. I know you are. I've seen you on the road. You're everywhere. It is so cool. There is something that happened in this past year. We all know that. That's the understatement of the decade, I think. But folks made a change. Folks made a change. When the pandemic hit, folks began to think differently. And then we got, well, a different life. People were at home. They were working on Zoom. They were remote. They saw life in a very different way. And I'll tell you, being out on the road right now, I'm running into so many people. And here's what I'm hearing. A lot of folks went remote, and it's amazing how many people are out here working full time in their RV. Sometimes it's a pop-up camper. Sometimes it's a big Class A diesel pusher. But they're out here. And you know what they're worried about? This is the biggest thing right now. Companies are starting to call people back to work. Excuse me. They're calling them back. And in September, most folks are having to go back, and they don't want to. Well, that's where I step in, because what we do around here is we say, well, you don't have to. We just find another way. We get through those obstacles. We design our life differently so we can have the freedoms that we want. Fundamentally, that's what we do on this program. So if you're out there, keep listening. I'm going to help you get there. And if you want to stay on the road, you want to stay remote, you want to stay having fun, we'll talk a whole lot about that stuff. But today we want to talk about blocks. Oh, man. Blocks, 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 blocks. They get everywhere. Life gets in the way, doesn't it? It happens. It's easy to get frustrated by it. Just speaking about the internet, that was a block for me. I cannot tell you how frustrated I was. It wouldn't be wise, and I don't think I have enough colorful words that I'm willing to put on this podcast to tell you how frustrating it has been. We didn't see it coming. It happened. Here it is, and we had to work through it. But I learned a long time ago that getting blocked is really just an everyday occurrence. It's going to happen. Lots of times I'll bring up something to my wife. Honey, I got a great idea. And she'll go, oh, that's kind of a block, right? And sometimes if I'm not careful, I might get upset. What's really true is she doesn't know what's going on. She doesn't know what's going to come out of my mouth. And here comes up the defenses, because sometimes things that come out of my mouth are life changing. They flip everything upside down. I go, come on, let's go. That's a block to me. I read it that way. And I had to learn that. That's not a block. It's not a block. Just kind of hang on. I started it. So let me just get through it. The bigger my goals, the bigger your goals, the bigger his goal, the bigger her goal, the more blocks are going to arrive. Why? Well, it's got a bigger barrier to entry. It's going to take longer. There's going to be more opportunity for it. So the bigger plans you have, the more you want to change, the bigger raise you want to get, the bigger house you want to get, the more travel you want, whatever it happens to be. The bigger that dream, the more blocks that are going to be in your way. Huh. I don't know about you, but we can either live with a life of endless frustrations and see it that way. Every time I try to do something, something gets in the way. Have you ever said that? Or maybe worse, you know somebody who says that. I know people who say that. Now, I don't really hear it much anymore. I kind of feel sad when they do it, but I understand it. Huh. It comes down to an understanding about blocks and frustrations. So if this is getting to you, if you're like, I can't catch a break, man, I can't get what I want, let's think about this. Blocks have nothing to do with who you are. Self-inflicted, which I think almost everything is, or caused by others, they have nothing to do with you as a person. Nothing. It's just stuff getting in your way. Yeah, even if you're self-inflicted, even if you're doing things that are causing some blocks, they don't really have anything to do with you. Just change what you're doing. Head off another direction. Separate it from where they are. This is just something. If you're trying to do something else, you're going to have some challenges. So the first thing you want to do is say, okay, they have nothing to do with me. It doesn't really matter. But I'm still going to take responsibility for it. I'm going to go fix it. Number two, if you want something, there is always a way to get it. Always a way to get what you want. Maybe it wasn't the way you thought about. Maybe it wasn't the way you were told. Maybe the instructions that you read from that crazy thing that you opened up and said, this is going to be how you get there. There's always a path, though. Whatever way you started out may not be the direction that's going to get you there. You may not like the path that you have to travel even. Your ego may get in the way. That's a big one. Often your ego will hold you going down a path that's going to, well, it's not going to take you where you want to go. It may scare you. Still, there is always a way to get what you want. So if you ever feel like there's something blocking you and you get mad and you just want to blame it on somebody, just blame it on yourself. Hey, whatever. It's me. The buck stops here, right? It's just me. And there's always a way to get what I want. If I'm willing to be flexible, if I'm willing to look around and say, okay, this is what I thought, but maybe I didn't know what I was talking about, I'll try it this way. As long as I get what I want, it's okay, right? So the third one is removing blocks from your life takes nothing more than commitment and action. Passion is what it takes. No block can stand up to passion. It just can't do it. So if you do nothing else, if you just understand that whatever is stopping you, all you have to know is that, well, okay, if I'm committed to getting what I want or to creating what I want, if I'm committed to that, and all I really have to do is somehow drag myself off the sofa, drag myself out of my humdrum mood, whatever it happens to be, and take a couple of small actionable steps, it will begin to change. If all you got was that, your life changes in the next 30 seconds. Why spend so much time talking about something so simple? It has nothing to do with you as a person. There's always a way to get what you want. It just takes commitment and action and passion to make sure that happens. Why spend so much time? Because life is made up of blocks and frustrations. It's just going to happen, and I wish I could take them away from you, but I just can't do that. Nobody can. You'll go just make more. It's like making Doritos. They'll just make more for you. If you eat a bag, they'll make more, right? Same thing. So it doesn't matter. The very minute somebody takes away all your blocks and all your frustrations, the very minute it happens, here come a few more. They just keep rolling down the road. So you may as well say, okay, come on, bring it. To me, that's the ultimate in really being able to get what you want in life and having that very optimistic, positive attitude. It's the ability to see everything, a frustration, good stuff, bad stuff, everything. It's like, woohoo, let's go play. It's a sandbox of life. Have some fun with it. Okay, so tomorrow's show, we're going to talk about maintaining momentum. And this is a real different. It is timed over a holiday weekend. It's something I have used for years and years and years and years and years to make sure you get yourself rested and you are excited about what the next step is. That is Friday's show as we head in to a holiday weekend. You're probably already holidaying right now, I would think. Already. Everybody's slipping out early this year.